Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO and AppleTreeMediaWorks.com. Speaking of AppleTreeMediaWorks.com, we've got Katie Schneider with us today. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Katie, you are, in fact, the web expert extraordinaire that keeps our website up and running in good times and in bad, even when I break it. Sorry. You have defended us against some pretty nefarious things out there, like service denial attacks by some unscrupulous people. And you help us keep our passwords safe. But that's not the only thing you guys do. You guys do online marketing, and talk to us about what you guys are doing and what's the difference between SEO and SEM.
Yeah, a lot of our clients ask us that. A lot of them say, you know, what is the difference between SEO and SEM? It's just a bunch of letters to us. What's going on? The easiest way to put it is search engine optimization, SEO, is tweaking your website to make the search engines happy. It's building your web.
A happy Google's a happy family, right?
Yes. And search engine optimization, you don't just throw money at Google. That's what search engine marketing is. That's when you're paying the search engines to show your results. That's when you're, we say, renting an apartment is search engine marketing. Buying the home is search engine optimization. And they go hand in hand, and they're both very appropriate.
That's very interesting. I like the analogy there. So you can either spend money to do it the way the search engines want you to do it, and they look favorably upon you, or you can try and shortcut it, but it's a short-term gain too, isn't it?
Right, and they're both, we encourage our clients, especially if you're a new organization or you're doing a big push on something, to invest in both of them. Your search engine marketing gets you those instant results, gets you instantly at the top of pages, gets you instantly, you know, in the sidebars for advertisements. So they're both good. So the first one that we see is the paid search. That's when you Google something or you Bing something. Those are the first couple ads that come up there at the top. Your monthly budget determines how often your ad shows up there. But once you run out of your monthly budget, you're not up there anymore. And that's why we encourage the search engine optimization.
There you go. What about paid link building?
This is a second form of search engine marketing. A lot of people think that it's just dumping the money into AdWords, just dumping it into, you know, Bing ads. But paid link building has also become very popular. So your online media sites or maybe a local newspaper might put in, you know, the best union shops to work for in Pittsburgh. That's going to be the article they're running in their next magazine that comes out, especially an online magazine. So to show up in that article on that list, you would normally pay an advertising fee to be put on that list. Well, the search engines are picking up on that, and they're saying, you know what? People that are doing a search are looking for various results. They don't want to just see three or four websites. They'd love to find an article that's got, you know, the 10 best shops for me to go to, for me to check out as, you know, someone who's getting ready to organize. So that's been growing, and that's a form of search engine marketing.
There you go. Link farms. You pay $99 and get link, you know, have 2,000 websites linked to you. You know, really?
Yeah, backlinks are good, and that's what they're trying to you know, get you to think, you know, yep, I've heard backlinks are good. Getting my link out there is good. Yep, I'll pay the $99. I'll be on these 2,000 websites, and Google's going to love me. Not because Google's smarter than that, and Google knows that if you're just showing up on these pages that just have 1,000 links on them for no reason, that's frowned upon, and that website isn't going to get you anywhere. You've just thrown $99 out the window. You might as well have bought some real paid advertising.
Yeah, there you go. So what other things should I be looking at when it comes to making sure that we're doing the right thing?
Directory sites. And these go hand in hand with search engine optimization and also search engine marketing. There's lots of free directory sites out there, big ones, your Super Pages, Yellow Pages, Yelp. All of these directory sites are out there, and most of them, it's free to put your listing on there. And the search engine optimization part of that is going in there and taking the time to put your organization on there, put pictures in there, filling in all those boxes of information yourself, and that feeds the search engine and says, yep, you know what, here's a union job in Pittsburgh. But then the second part of that, the search engine marketing part of that, is they've got premium ad listings. And those premium ad listings, obviously, you pay for, but those bubble you up to the top. Those get you those instant clicks. And especially if you're doing a quick search on something and you're on your phone and you don't have time to kind of scroll through and read all the reviews, those first couple of results are likely the ones you're going to pay for or click on first, and those are the ones that you are paying for. So it makes sense. It makes sense to have both there.
Absolutely. And, you know, more and more these days, people are using their phones for searching the web. It's amazing to me how many times, you know, when we're going over our analytics, that it's somebody finds us on their phone, you know, coming from one of the search engines.
Yeah, 65% of searches are now coming from mobile devices. So your local search is important too. Don't forget to put some, you're going to put money into online marketing, don't forget to put some money into those local searches as well.
Katie, is there anything else that we should be looking at?
Those are the two big things to pay attention to right now, putting both time and money into search engine optimization and search engine marketing. I know it can be a big, big world out there. Don't be afraid to get a hold of a web firm and really talk it through. And if they're really pushing you one way or the other, say, you know what, I think I might need a combination of both.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Katie, it's always interesting to have these conversations with you. The dynamics of what's going on the web, especially with all the major companies are out there, Google, Bing, you know, Yahoo, so on and so forth, that's changing on a daily basis, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. We've got developers here. That's all they do is keep an eye on the search engine marketing, the search engine optimization. What makes Google happy today may not be what makes Google happy tomorrow.
Yeah. And if you keep doing the same old, that could turn around and really just kind of bite you, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. You'll see you were, you know, once the first organic result on the websites, and now you're showing up further down the list, but your competitors have come up, you know, and they've made their way ahead of you. That's because they put the effort into researching what's going to make me get better results.
Absolutely. Katie, if I've got more questions or need to find out more, how can we get a hold of you?
You can stop out at appletreemediaworks.com, or you'll find our logo on theunionedge.com.
Absolutely. Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you hanging out with us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Katie Schneider does, in fact, handle our website, and she's been working with us for many years, and quite frankly, she's really awesome. And she's a nice person, too. I like her a lot. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.